Where is he? In Matthew 2, verse 2, we read, Where is he that is born King of the Jews? Where is he? The birth of a prince or princess is normally greeted with joy by a nation, at least in fairy tales. This was the birth of the Anointed One, for whom the Jews had long awaited. This was the coming of the seed of the woman that silently passed down the generations. And angels made a proclamation, and the star was a herald. Yet on the night of the Messiah's birth, there was no earthly rejoicing, save a young, disgraced Jewish couple, entrusted with God's greatest gift, and a few humble shepherds who came to marvel at the newborn babe. Yet the nation had watched and waited down through the silent centuries. They had been entrusted with the oracles of his coming. They had the prophets, the law, the word of truth, the hope of salvation. And yet we read that he was in the world, and the world was made by him, and the world knew him not. He came unto his own, and his own people received him not. Why? Why did he not match their perceived expectations? Because he fell short of their projected presumptions. Daniel's 70th week was almost ended, yet they missed his first arrival. They knew the little Judean town of Bethlehem Ephrata, yet they called him a Nazarene. The scepter was taken from Israel, yet they recognized not the 12-year-old child. The king was in their midst, and yet they jeered, We will not have this man rule over us. Don't expect the Lord to come to you in the way that you expect, for he won't. Don't expect him to visit you exactly as he visited others. Each visitation is distinct. Every word, every work, every healing, every miracle is unique to the individual. Adam saw him in the cool of the evening. Hagar saw him in a blistering desert. Zacchaeus found him while up a tree. The Samaritan woman found him by a well. Isaiah glimpsed him high and lifted up. Mary, while kneeling at his feet. The widow of Nain discovered him at a funeral. Moses in a fiery bush. Naaman's pride was humbled in the River Jordan. Nicodemus exposed at night. Abel was accepted through a blooded sacrifice. Peter by the shore of Galilee. Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. Paul found his grace was sufficient. The shepherds were led by a host of angels. The wise men followed a star. And on, each encounter, different, distinct, dissimilar from the other. Each visitation unique, unexpected, unannounced, unforeseen in its own right. But a few verses written in Scripture may have been a lifetime to the one in question. Yet he came to each individual at the right time and in his unique way to achieve his work in them. If we rest on our own understanding, we often miss his precious presence. If we rely on our own expectations, we often forego his unexpected visitations.